Hey, this is Trey with the Home Buying Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that throughout this episode and series, you'll hear us talk about how when you use our service, you'll get a free home warranty. We've actually improved that offer. So now, rather than getting a free home warranty, we're going to give you $1,000 that you can use towards your home purchase. You can still use that to purchase a home warranty if you want, or you could also use it towards your down payment or closing cost. So to get started, use the links below. When you buy a home, you have a team of specialists working with you. Your lender specializes in the finances, and your real estate agent specializes in knowing the market and negotiating your offer. While you'll be looking at homes with your agent, that does not mean they are a specialist in identifying and rating the condition of the home. That is why you hire a home inspector. And like your agent, they are there to guide you. In this episode, we will talk about what to expect during a home inspection, understanding the home inspection report and how it is used in negotiations. And we will also explore home warranties, how they work, and how you can get one for free. Welcome to the Home Buying Podcast. This is a nine-part podcast to learn about buying a home created by our team at HomePleat. I'm Trey.
And I'm Cindy. If you're buying a home, we have an amazing free service to ensure you work with an expert real estate agent, whether you're moving down the street or across the country.
To access all nine episodes, the workbook we made to go along with this podcast, and our free service, visit homebuyingpodcast.com. Just a quick note, this podcast was written to help give a basic understanding of the home buying process, but things do change based on the location, which is why we help you to work with a great real estate agent who can properly advise you through your home purchase.
If you are debating if you should get a home inspection, you should. It is a few hundred dollars to learn about any potential concerns with the home. As a bonus, you will learn how to operate the home as well. Real quick, two points about what a home inspection is not. A home inspection is not an appraisal. They are in no way related. We discussed appraisals more in the past couple of episodes. Also, a home inspector will not tell you if they would or would not purchase a home. That is not their decision to make, the same way it is not the decision of your real estate agent to make. They are both meant to help guide you to make your own informed decision. During the home inspection, inspector will look at almost every facet of the home to look for problems. You're paying them to look for and tell you about any potential problems they see. So don't be alarmed when the inspector points something out. That is their job. They will check the systems in the home to make sure they are working correctly, such as the HVAC and water heater. They will make sure electrical outlets are working and that the wiring looks safe. They will look for signs of leaks, wood rot, and issues with the structure of the home. An important thing to note with a home inspection is that typically they will not be qualified to make recommendations for repairs beyond what the typical homeowner could accomplish themselves. For example, if a window screen is torn, they might make a note that it needs to be replaced. However, if they find a crack in the foundation that concerns them, they might recommend that you hire a structural engineer to evaluate the crack further to determine what repairs need to be completed, if any. I encourage you to follow your home inspector around during their inspection, without crowding their personal space, of course. You want to see what they are looking at. And when they see a concern, they can discuss it with you. Your home inspector will look at the home in a different way than you did when you visited the home and decided to make an offer. Don't stare at your phone while they do their inspection. Look at what they are looking at because you don't need to know how to be a home inspector, but you should definitely know what concerns to keep an eye out for in your own home. Your home inspector will show you how to operate the home. This means teaching you things like how to prepare your home for winter, how to access shutoff valves for water and electrical in case of emergencies, and how to maintain important systems like your HVAC. It can be a good idea to take notes during this time, or if you're a more visual person, you could even ask your inspector if you can record a video on your phone. But at the end, you will be provided a detailed report with all of these findings. Now, the reason I gave a torn window screen as an example earlier was to emphasize the level of detail that a home inspectors look at. Remember that when you get your home inspection report back. In our experience, Home inspection reports are usually several pages long with a list of concerns along with pictures and ratings for seriousness. If part of your offer included a home inspection with the option to negotiate, which we discussed in episode 6, then you will use this report to decide what, if any, items you will negotiate on. In theory, everything is negotiable. However, in reality, how much you can negotiate is directly related to the current market conditions and the seller. If you're buying in a competitive market, you might not be able to negotiate any repairs from the seller because they know they can easily get another offer. If the home has been on the market for 400 days and comparable homes are selling in 10, then the seller might be more open to negotiations. Your real estate agent is there to advise you on negotiations. That includes home inspection negotiations. If you take nothing else away from this episode, listen to what I am about to say, because this is one of the most important things I will say during this entire series. No home is perfect. There will be items that come up from the home inspection. When negotiating the home inspection, you should focus on items that you consider deal breakers and decide what concerns you can live with and fix over time. Sure, it might be annoying that the electrical outlet doesn't work, but is that going to be a big enough reason for you to decide to no longer purchase the home? Remember, your real estate agent is here to help guide you and negotiate on your behalf. That includes guiding you through the home inspection report. When you negotiate the home inspection, there are a few possible outcomes. One, the seller agrees to make the repairs. If so, you should make sure they hire licensed professionals and provide receipts. Two, the seller agrees to the repairs but gives you the money to do the repairs yourself. This is called a seller concession, which we discussed in episode 6. Three, the seller could counteroffer what repairs to make or how much money to give towards those repairs. And four, the seller could say no and you move forward anyway, knowing what repairs you will need to make. And five, or the seller could say no and you walk away from the deal and decide to purchase another home instead. Again, this will depend on details with your contract, so seek your agent's advice.
Now I want to talk about home warranties because they can impact how you handle your home inspection negotiations. For example purposes, let's assume that your home inspector says that the hot water heater is near the end of its expected life and might need to be repaired or replaced soon. Quick side note, will your hot water heater need to be replaced eventually? Yes, guaranteed, because every hot water heater in history has needed to be replaced at some point. However, just because an appliance is near the end of its expected life does not mean it is guaranteed that you will need to replace it soon. Your hot water heater could be defective and need to be replaced 5 years sooner than its expected life, or it could work perfectly fine for 10 years more than it's expected to. All right, so for the sake of this example, the inspector has said that the hot water heater is working just fine for now, but it's near the end of its expected life. You don't want to replace something that isn't broken, especially since that would be about $1,000 that you were planning to spend on new furniture. At the same time, you don't want to be in a bind if your hot water heater breaks in 5 months. This is where something like a home warranty can be extremely helpful. A home warranty is not the same thing as homeowner's insurance. As an easy way to think about it, homeowner's insurance is for what could happen, such as a fire or flood. Home warranties are meant to cover the systems and appliances of your home. When there is an issue, you pay a service call fee to have a professional come out and make repairs. It's similar to health insurance, where you pay a fee when you visit a doctor, but your overall bill is cheaper than if you had to pay for everything out of pocket. Similar to insurance, there are usually different levels of coverage you can purchase with your home warranty. Coverage plans are typically for 1 year and can be renewed as long as you would like. We offer a free service to help you find a great real estate agent to have on your side when purchasing your home. Not only will we connect you with a real estate agent chosen specifically for your purchase, but we will also pay for your home warranty for your first year. And you get to choose the home warranty. You get to choose which company you get it from and what level of coverage you want. We do this because our goal, from helping you learn about buying a home to connecting you with an expert real estate agent and providing you with a home warranty, all of it is meant to help make your home buying experience easier and less stressful. without costing you a penny. Visit homebuyingpodcast.com to learn more and get your free home warranty. To learn more about home warranties, we've included a link in the description to our workbook, which includes 10 frequently asked questions about home warranties. The reason we are covering home warranties at the same time as home inspection negotiations is because a home warranty might affect the way you negotiate. If you are worried you might need to repair the hot water heater in the next few months, but won't have the money to do so, a home warranty could help ease your concern, knowing that for the cost of your service call, you could have it professionally repaired when the time comes.
Let's quickly recap everything we discussed in this episode. One, home inspectors help identify any issues or problems you should be aware of. They may point out small items that seem like nitpicking, but when it comes to buying your home, it is better to know everything than have an unexpected and expensive surprise. Two, learn from your home inspector. They will teach you how to operate the home, its major systems, and things to be aware of in the future so you can try to be proactive in resolving issues that might occur years from now. And three, a home warranty covers what will happen over time, while homeowners insurance covers what could happen. Using our free service, you can have a home warranty for your new home for free. Visit homebuyingpodcast.com to learn more.
We hope you found this helpful. If so, please let us know by leaving us a review. If you still have questions, please visit homebuyingpodcast.com where our team will answer your questions.
Remember, whether you are moving down the street or across the country, our free service will connect you with a qualified expert real estate agent. Go to homebuyingpodcast.com to get started.